Welcome to the FrameX podcast, episode 3. It's me, Alan Tong, and I'm here accompanied by Jehu Chan.
Hey, how are you guys? We're back. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff, you know.
Yeah, today we're actually going to be talking about a little bit about the process of, you know, some of the complaints that we've been hearing and the process of the real estate photographers and how they deliver media, maybe through the portals from beginning to end.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
From booking to receiving the photos. Let's start with that topic.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what the standard is right now.
I think the standard right now is, I mean, it shouldn't.
From booking, you're trying to book a photo shoot for your new listing.
Okay, let's say we're talking about just FrameX, or you want to talk about the standard?
Like, we're in the South Bay, and let's pretend we're both realtors. We just got a new listing. We want to find a photographer. What's the first thing you do? Where do you search?
Yeah,
just
you have
the whole
to
experience.
Look on Google. Okay, that's the first thing. You can Google, look on Google, and then from there you're gonna get all this their social media platforms and stuff like that if they have it. But the thing here is, most of the photographers that they just do it part time. You have to book through email, you know, have to send in a text message or call them. With us, it's a little bit different. And by a little, I would say it's a lot different because we have a online portal where you can just go look at our live calendar to see which dates are available and you can just schedule whenever.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, definitely there are photographers that do this as a hobby. And I can't, if it's not a business, if it's just as a hobby, I can't see themselves pouring money into development, into getting themselves into a portal and like having the customer experience all that great, because for them, it's a hobby. It's not really made to make money like FrameX Studio is.
Yeah. You know, and not even that, we don't deliver via Google Drive or Dropbox. We used to do that, you know, and we realized it's a little bit unprofessional, you know. Mostly because right now with the portal we have, you're going to be able to see all the properties you've done with us in one portal. So you have control of the media and you don't have to be like, oh, I don't know where I left these images. I'm going to send another email to Alan or to Jehu so they can just send me the photos back. You know.
Ah, okay. I think I know what you're talking about. You're saying like when we are delivering the photos to the agent, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the past, this was before when we were still like learning the business, we used to send them a Google Drive link. And this Google Drive link, we'd always check our account, like how much storage do we have left, right? Do we have enough to upload our next listing? a little bit embarrassing. We'd be like, hey, we have to upgrade the platform because we're running out of gigabytes. But anyway, when we sent it this way, so what we had to do is we had to clear out that Google Drive because it can only hold so much. And we didn't want to pay like an extraordinary amount each month. And we'd clear out the old listings from the Google Drive. And the agents, they'd click the old link.
And it's
lead
broken
them, correct. It'll lead them to nowhere. It's broken. It doesn't exist because we deleted it from the cloud.
Yeah.
We deleted it from Google Drive to make space for the next listings. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it works. I mean, later we can talk about the Matterport side and how we have to refresh that as well. Mm-hmm. But then you're digging. Now we're digging through our drives. Now we're going through old hard drives and we're looking for photos and we're looking,
yeah,
and we're just scouring. And it just wastes so much time whenever a client's like, hey, do you have my old photos for this? Maybe.
We don't know.
Right? It's going to take me a while to dig through.
Yeah.
Because we do so many properties, it's just going to take me a long time.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is through this portal, they log in, they get a login, and they see what?
They see a portal where you see the address on the left side, and you see the status of the order. And then when you click that order, you're going to be able to see the photos, the video, the 3D.
Okay.
The links to share that same portal with another person so they can just download the media. Let's say your printer, you know.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people, a lot of agents, what they do is just resend the images to the printer so they can use them.
Yeah.
With us, I mean, you just have to send a link and they can just click the link and they can download themselves in whatever quality they want to print it.
So it's organized by property.
Yeah.
And then when you dive into the property, you have the details of like the photos, yeah, yada, yada, yada. But then you're able to see the history. As long as you order it through us and we have those photos, it will be stored,
yeah,
on that portal. And you can go back in time, be like, hey, I remember this listing.
You're going to be able to see the details of every property. And mm-hmm, if you see that, oh, the bath and bath count is not right. Okay. The portal usually puts the information that it can find on the web for that property specifically.
Public record.
A public record, yeah, right? But sometimes, you know, the property has been remodeled or something. You have to actually, you're going to be able to see the details and you can update the details there. And the good thing about it is that you can just buy a website, a listing website, which what it does is pulling that information that you're inputting there in that platform, and it's going to show it on the website, which, sure, is really nice. It grabs the photos, grabs the video, everything.
Yeah, and when we're going to build out this listing website, for the people who are not familiar with what this is, like Main Street, okay, 123 Main Street. Say, mm-hmm, you have a listing at 123 Main Street, and the moment you put it up into the MLS, of course, it gets pushed out to all the IDX, to all Zillow, Trulia, and Redfin, all that. But then when someone looks at the property, they're comparing your property to all the other properties.
Yeah.
They're not looking at just that house. So the goal is to sell this person on this house, right? And to do that, we want them just looking at this house in a really professional, presentable way. Then that's what these listing websites come in. There's a lot of companies that do these listing websites where it just looks horrid.
Yeah.
It looks like the 2000s.
Yeah. We're back in the 1970s, man.
Well, I don't know if we had browsers back then, but imagine you're tuning in, you're double clicking on your big Internet Explorer or Netscape, yeah, or Juno or whatever. And you pull up and it just has this disgusting looking, really, I wouldn't say disgusting, like a basic looking website. It's a multi-million dollar home. Like, it's a big thing. Like, do you really want to hold it to this standard? So what we did is we created some nice templates. It looks, mm-hmm, beautiful. And we present your house in a way where, anyway, listing websites, it'll pull the data from what you inputted in. And as Jehu mentioned, it is public record is what we can pull directly. But if you remodeled the home, if you
just change it manually,
added some bedrooms,
yeah,
you added some value to it,
everything is, you can even the property description,
yes,
you know, square footage, if you want the lot size, you can also input that information there. You know, there's a bunch of like different settings that you can actually change.
Mm-hmm.
What other people don't know is that when you're looking at our portal, right, you can actually change the theme of the actual website,
you
how
can.
It looks, you like can. You can edit, you have complete, like, you know,
you have access,
control over the edit of the website.
Yeah.
And it is a simple way to do it. You
it
know,
is.
It goes as simple as, you know, whenever we deliver, you're going to be able to see the photos and the order, they're going to have a number, 1, 2, 3, whatever, right? The number that is on top, let's say number one, that's going to be what is going to be showing on the website. That's the first photo you're going to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's their hero shot. And then you go down the list. Okay, so you can rearrange it, drag and drop. Like, it's super simple.
It is simple, but not all agents are going to, not everybody's going to be able to pick it up that quickly.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
there's definitely a learning curve. And if you have questions, you can contact us.
Yeah, for sure. If you have questions, we can even do a quick live session where we can just show you how to use it.
Sure.
Yeah, no
I think
problem.
Eventually we're gonna have to hop onto Zoom and just like
yeah,
create
yeah.
a recorded session,
yeah.
just going through all the features,
which is good, you know, because we want our customers to actually, you know, unlock all the potential that thing has. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah. Let's go back to the listing website a little bit. So, how would you use this? Why would you even need it? Right. I think I brought up just one point about like you have your own space on the internet where they don't compare this home to other places, but marketing material. You can like have a QR code.
Yeah.
And just like send all the traffic to this beautiful
imagine
website.
That someone is like, hey, you're a realtor? Are you selling a property? He's like, oh yeah, I have this property. He's like, blah, 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 blah. You can tell all the information of the property, you know, by saying it. Or he's like, yeah, yeah, actually, do you want to look?
Do you
on
want
the
to
Just look at the website. You have all the information there. Like,
yeah.
3D tour, the floor plan of the property, the video of the property, the layout. You know, even you're going to be able to see the map, where it's at, what's around it. You know, uh-huh. you can contact the engineer from there. Like, it's yeah. super simple.
I mean, it sounds like we're just talking up our own portal, right?
No, but
in the essence of why we're so proud of it is because we're making you look good.
Yeah.
Like, you're, so this portal, on the bottom of the portal, it's going to have a contact. It's going to have your headshot there. It's going to look really professional and really nice, mm-hmm. depending on which theme you pick, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to look nice.
If it's car, if the theme is car, you're for sure looking nice.
If it's going to make you look professional and presentable. And that's the whole point. Yeah. So, get a listing listing website. You know, we actually sell the listing website separately if you just, you know, purchase a la carte. But if you order in a package, it comes with a package.
Yeah, it just comes with the package.
It's another thing. Like, our concept, if you didn't know about drones, is we have to deliver photos. And drones are just part of photos, which is why we don't charge for photos. And this is almost in that section where, like, you have to market yourself. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a given. If you don't have a listing website, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're holding ourselves to a higher standard now.
Yeah, I do believe that having a QR code, it probably doesn't look like it's a lot, right? One thing that I'm going to say is that it's super simple to set up a QR code. That's one thing, right?
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah, don't buy it. Don't pay for it. Don't pay QR someone code. Like, no, you just go to QR Monkey, you know, QR Monkey.
Google it.
Put the URL there and you're going to be able to generate the QR code. But what I'm trying to say is that we have a couple of realtors that they use it on their marketing material. And when I see the status of the QR code, it actually shows that the analytics, that like there's people scanning that.
That's right. You can track it.
Yeah. There's track actually it. People like looking to that QR code, and you can lead them either to, because let's say you have a booklet. You have a booklet for this property and you put a QR code. It can be for directly, maybe you can put tour this property and you scan that and then you go to the 3D, right?
Okay.
So you can just go like, oh, okay. So this is how the property looks like.
Yeah.
Like it's, make it easy for the buyer, for the agent that is on the buyer side to explore the property without having to tell the agent, hey, I want to see this sure. property, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like we said, listing website, right? We're trying to redirect traffic to this listing mm-hmm. website. And one of the easy ways, as you said, is just scan the code.
Yeah, you scan the code.
People are not going to remember. Type in www.123mainstreet or Main Avenue, or was it Main Boulevard? Which one was it?
Yeah.
You know, like, forget that. Just scan the code.
Yeah, just scan the code.
Like reduce friction.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a realtor that are on the listing side or even on the buyer side, you know, for your buyers, right? It's like, okay, if you're interested, you know, there's this property, scan this QR code or just click this link and we can tour the property together. Yeah. I'll tell you more about it.
Actually, so one thing that I do is, if you didn't know, I do a lot of business development here at FrameX. And I have a lot of meetings with realtors. And one of the things I do at the meetings is I show them our listing websites for what we've done for previous clients. And they're wowed. I'm totally like tooting my own horn right now. But it's like when they see it, it's not what's the standard right now. But we would like to make it the standard.
Yeah.
We'd like to make it the standard. And it's like I can put my name on that. We make a beautiful website with beautiful content, beautiful media, and you slap your name on it. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, and the even like on top of that, the whole point is to reduce friction between the buyer and the seller. The easiest it is to get the property's information, the easier you're going to sell that property.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and even if you're about to get like you're about to go to a listing appointment.
Mhm.
Just like what I did to the realtor. I showed them this beautiful listing website on my iPad. You go to a listing appointment, you show the home seller, hey, this is what I did for my last client. Check this thing out.
Yeah.
It sells the agent.
Yeah, it definitely works that way as well. Because it's going both ways. You want to sell that property, but at the same time, you want to get that listing.
Sure, get your next listing.
Yeah.
Use your previous. It's like a, this is also something I guess quite well known among realtors, that once you get a listing, milk it. Milk it. You get that listing, go to the neighborhood and like tell the whole neighborhood that you have their neighbor's house. Yeah. And if you want to sell that house, so you want to sell your own house, look, I got your neighbor's. If I can sell theirs for this over asking, I can sell yours.
Yeah.
And this is how I did it. And this is my professional media.
Do you think realtors do that?
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
But like that hardcore, because I would do that. I would be like, oh, I just got this listing, you know, door knocking on the whole neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm not a realtor myself, but I've read so many books about the practices of real estate agents. I really dove deep. I nerded out for like a very long time reading books on and asking and talking to agents. And some of them are really aggressive marketers, especially the ones that work on condos. So the agents that work on condos, you sell a condo, you go and you preach to the whole entire community of condos nearby, I can sell condos. They hand out flyers. They hand out, like, they go hard at that same community, that same area. Hey, look, I sold your neighbor's house.
I've seen like this, this realtor, Vivian, right? Mm-hmm. I think what she does for some of her listings, it's amazing that they make even reunions with the community where they share some drinks and stuff. Oh. And, you know, they get to know Vivian, and which for me, that's, it's amazing. You know, you get to know your client, you build that relationship, and maybe in the future it's going to sprout into something really nice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when the realtor is known in the community, well known.
Yeah.
They get referrals.
Yeah. Yeah, they do get a lot of referrals, which is really impressive.
Yeah. I mean, running a real estate, if you're an agent, you're basically running your own business as well. And if you can reduce marketing costs by having these raving fans that just keep preaching, like, you need a realtor? Go use Vivian.
Yeah.
She's the one that sold my house, you know, when I lived at the condos.
You know, every time, and you know, and I say this, like, every time I go to one of her listings to do the media, it's really impressive that the seller is like, yeah, I just found her, you know, because what my neighbor sold his condo, or
yeah,
I saw this ad on the supermarket, or it's crazy.
Yeah, oftentimes when we go to homes, we'll talk to the seller just to create a conversation. And sometimes I always ask them, like, hey, why are you selling this house? They're like, how did you find out, or how did you find the agent? Because she's amazing, you know. And the answers I get, postcards, you know, I heard from a neighbor. Mm-hmm. It's always like word of mouth, and it's just like that trust that you get
from
someone who's done it in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's you better milk it. And something to also share about this agent. I know we're talking about Vivian right now. Is she does go all out.
Yeah.
She goes all out on her media. She stages the property well. It looks beautiful most of the time. Like, so you don't have full control. Don't get me wrong. So that's why I say most of the time. Sometimes the homeowner just doesn't want you to touch their property that way. But she would like beautify the properties, and they sell so well.
Yeah, to a point where if she thinks that, you know, maybe it's a good idea to remodel a little bit of the property, you know, that would be a good selling point, or she has a good eye on that.
Yeah. And her stager too. I believe her stager, I contacted her before and she was too busy to get back to me, unfortunately, but she does a great job.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's about the condo side. Now, I do want to ask you, like, what's your favorite type of shoot? Because there are condos, there's single families, there's townhomes, there's luxury. You know,
as a photographer, right? As jaded as I am.
Jaded.
Right? For me, I enjoy the conversation with the agent, and I do understand that there has to be that interaction. But at the same time, it's easier, and the best ones are when they just send me the lockbox code. I go in there, you know, grab the shots, do my stuff. There's no tenant. There's nothing. Just grab the shots, go in and out. That's it.
So does it matter what type of house it is? You just like the vacant properties?
I just like the vacant properties. Yeah. Vacant properties are just a lot easier to deal with. I'm not saying that dealing with a tenant is difficult, because they just have to understand that maybe you need the room or you need the space. You know, if it's a two-story home, you need them to maybe stay in one of the floors while you finish the bottom floors, stuff like that. But the way I shoot is systematic. So I go in there and I do the 3D first. And then I do the photos, right? To grab the best angles. And then now I have the best angles in my camera. And with that knowledge, I just grab my camera, put it on the tripod. I mean, put it on the gimbal. I record the video then, right? And so if it's a two-story home, right, it's better for me to do the 3D of the whole property, the photos of the whole property, and the video of the whole property in that order.
That's true, because sometimes when you do like the if you have
unmounting, remounting the camera, the tripod, the gimbal, this and that,
you have your gear everywhere. You have like all these tripods everywhere, and it's like, okay, I need to hide them from every shot. And if I want to do a video, you know, the video needs to be from this room to this room, these angles, and I can't grab the equipment in the shot. It just wastes a lot of time.
It gets tricky. It gets tricky.
Yeah. And I do like what you said, though. That is definitely the process to imitate. It is to start with a 3D tour because you get all the angles. You get a really good feel for the space.
Yeah. Because you're there sitting, you know, like waiting for the machine to actually get the...
Get the shots.
Yeah, you get the shots.
Yeah.
And then you're walking around, you know, with your eye... You're already trained eye, and you can see where you can find the good spots and this and that.
Exactly. So at that point, like, you already know which shots with your camera you can take. You just walk up to the spot, you snap the photo, because you already saw during the 3D tour, this is a good angle.
Exactly. And with the video, right, the photos that you took are probably going to be in the video, but with movement.
correct, because it's the same angle but with motion now.
Yeah,
so we get an even better feel for the composition in the space after you take the photos, and the video just happens so much faster. So for example, if you're switching between 3D tour, photos, video, and you keep switching back and forth in between all of these trying to get all the rooms, major waste of time. You're being inefficient, and the quality of your output is probably going to be lower.
No, and it's not even that. I believe that whenever you're doing something, you need a system. you need to systemize it in some way or another. Right?
The system's got to work.
Yeah. So if you're breaking your system in the way of like, I'm getting photos and then I'm getting three shots here, and then I'm remounting on my gimbal and then grabbing three videos. Whenever you go to your camera, the media is going to be all like...
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's a nightmare to go through all of that. That's a nightmare. When it's not in order, when you don't know where to shoot. Like, it's a lot of work.
So that's one thing that I think a lot of people do not understand, because they're like, oh, don't you just need to grab photos? And you already took photos of that room. Take photos of this room too, right? After you do the video.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I had one agent ask me, she asked me, are you done 45 minutes into the session? Mm-hmm. When I was doing a full media. When I was doing 3D, I was doing video and all of that. Yeah. I was even doing a vertical version of the video and a horizontal version of the video. She thought that I was done at 45 minutes.
Well, okay. That's okay. We can laugh and enjoy it now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, looking back at it. But if it's the first time you picked up a camera, familiar with this, you know, how the process, 45 minutes might seem like a long time. Like,
yeah.
We're just grabbing shots, aren't we?
Yeah, let's be real. I mean, for me, I'm a photographer that I'm already experienced. So I can go in and out a home probably doing 3D photos and video in about 2.5 hours, depending on the size of the property.
Sure. Yeah. The size is everything when it comes to the property.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, sometimes if it's a really small apartment, you know, one bed, one bath, that's going to take me probably 25 minutes.
It sounds crazy, right? Yeah. 25 minutes. But I mean, to some people, that might be like crazy long. To some people, that might be crazy short.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At my skill level is 25 minutes to maybe 45 minutes for an apartment like that.
Yeah, and you don't want to rush. You don't want to based off time.
No. We actually don't. We have a time frame in mind, but at the same time, we account for me enjoying the shots, me trying to get the best shots possible with the video, you know, it's things like that. The thing is that I do enjoy what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I look at a property, I was actually having that conversation with my girlfriend that whenever we're going to move out to a new apartment, I'm probably going to be really picky because I've seen it all. I've seen it all. Yeah. I've seen how a nice kitchen looks. I've seen how an apartment layout can be. And you know, they have to be that.
That's going to work against you. You're gonna
it's going to work. It's for sure going to work against me.
Yeah, pay those high bucks for the luxury kitchen.
Yeah. Not even the kitchen. You know, sometimes it's even the layout, you know, the apartment. Like, there's something I've been watching this guy on YouTube. I don't remember the name, but he talks about feng shui or something.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah,
is
yeah.
it? I don't know how to
use the feng shui.
Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui. Which is really, it's nice. Like
the flow of
the
house.
Flow and the energies and stuff like way. That.
The window.
And it's actually like sometimes when I go into apartments right now and I see the layout, it's like, yeah, this doesn't work for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about floor plans. We could talk about layouts and get all the details on that. But maybe we can say that for the next episode because that's all the time we have for this episode.
Okay. Summary. We have a portal where your, you know,
your properties
are easy to see. You have the control over your media and stuff like that. You know, obviously, take care of yourselves. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
Oh, yeah. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.